software update, while online orders are also affected. Retail expert Diane Whirl says the glitch could affect consumer confidence.
Massive inconvenience, and particularly those customers who perhaps have had an online order placed, not been able to get that fulfilled, come into store to then find further problems. And of course it will deter them perhaps from shopping with Sainsbury.
Tesco's also apologised for disruption to its online orders, although we're told the issues are not connected. The first black leader of any European country has been elected in Wales. Labour's Vaughan Gething is now set to become First Minister after beating his sole rival in the contest, Jeremy Miles. Highways agencies in Surrey say the county's roads are largely coping with the impact of an unprecedented motorway closure. The whole of the M25 is shut this weekend between junctions 10 and 11 for works. Coordinated climate protests against North Sea oil and gas extraction have been taking place. Demonstrators gathered in six countries, including Scotland, Norway and the Netherlands, according to Extinction Rebellion. It's Super Saturday in Rugby Union Six Nations as Wales is aiming to end with victory over Italy. Live to Hamish Stewart in Cardiff.
And those chances look tiny here in Cardiff, it has to be said. They trail by 7 points to 24. They did score a try. That opened the door. At that point, they were just trailing 18 points to 7. Elliot D, the hooker, going over after a TMO decision. However, two penalties then for Italy. Paolo Garbisi and Martin Pagerello have shut that door firmly. It's Wales 7, Italy 24.
Ireland will retain the title with just a draw with Scotland. Coventry are through to the semi-finals of the FA Cup after beating Wolves 3-2. And Celine Dion says she remains determined to return to the stage one day. The singer's been speaking on the International Awareness Day of Stiff Person Syndrome. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentford and Benwick's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We did have some sunny spells earlier today. It has clouded over a bit this afternoon. It is mostly dry across our area, though. Maybe the odd outbreak of patchy rain as we head towards the evening. Maximum temperature 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight, cloud will continue to thicken with outbreaks of rain pushing east through the evening and overnight. The rain may turn locally heavy towards dawn. It's going to be breezy overnight. Minimum temperature 9 degrees Celsius. Sunday will see more rain, locally heavy. Gradually brightening up in the afternoon, though. The rain will clear away and we should experience some sunny spells. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 14 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So right now we've got half-time reports on our two featured non-league games this afternoon. We're off to Suffolk, first of all, where Andy Gardner has followed Brentwood Town in their Isbian North trip to Felixstowe and Walton United. We can hear from him now.
In the games, big day in the Isbian League North here in Felixstowe. It is Felixstowe, Walton United, nil. Brentwood Town, nil. Second versus fourth, cancelling each other out at the moment. Brentwood have been the better team slightly. Definitely had the better chances, but haven't got the breakthrough they deserve. George Sykes, first of all, was denied by the feet of goalkeeper Josh Blunkel after 6 minutes. From the resulting corner, Romel Ahrens-Royal put a free header over the top. Andy Freeman then smashed over after 17 minutes. And since then, it's been a bit of a war of attrition in midfield, both sides cancelling each other out. Felixstowe just coming back into it towards the end of the half. but in this team, in this battle of the two of the three form teams in the league, neither really can afford to lose it as they hunt down Lowestoft at the top. It's at the moment goalless. Felixstowe Wootton United 0, Brentwood Town 0.
Thanks, Andy. Some nice backing vocals there from Duran Duran as well. Funnily enough, I've got Duran Duran lined up very shortly. Anyway, before any of that, we need to go across to Bridge Avenue, where tabletoppers Hornchurch are taking on fourth place Billericay Town in the ESPN Premier League this afternoon. Now, man down there is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from a noisy Bridge Avenue. Femiak and One Day Strike is all that separates Hornchurch and Billericay Town at the break, as the Urchins lead 1-0. Even though the visitors made a bright start, it was Hornchurch who neatly carved out an opening on 5 minutes. Sean Scannell's inch-perfect cross fell for Liam Nash, who couldn't direct his effort on target. Gary McCann's side controlled the majority of the possession in the opening exchanges, but struggled to summon much of a goal for it. That was until Ryan Henshaw nearly put them ahead with an ambitious strike from distance that had to be tipped over by Joe Wright. However, the Urchins aren't sat at the summit for no good reason, and they broke the deadlock just before the half-hour mark. Ex-Southend United man Maro Vilhet had his surging run from a Billericay corner, saw him provide for Scannell, whose shot was parried by Dan Wilkes into the path of Femiak Imonde, who swept home. The Blues were still in this one, though, and came close to drawing level just before half-time, as Frankie Merrifield, then Matt Johnson, tried their luck, but the latter was denied with a fine stop from Wright. At half-time, it remains. Hornchurch 1, Billericay 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. Just getting back to half-times in the football, there's a few late ones that came in. After I last went through them, goalless in the National League between Dorking and Solihull Moors at the break. And elsewhere in the Championship, Preston 1-0 up at Plymouth Argyle at half-time. Half-time in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic 1, St Johnstone 0. And I think that's it with regard to the half-time scores. A few matches have already started and has been the odd goal already. Colchester United equalised at the Community Stadium against Walsall in League 2. Cameron McGeehan 3 minutes after the restart. And also in League 2, Swindon have scored against Doncaster, who were winning 2-0 at half-time. So it's now Swindon 1, Doncaster Rovers 2. Six Nations, it is now Wales 7, Italy 24. So although Wales did force their way back into the match, Italy have extended their lead. There's only a few minutes left, so unfortunately for Wales, they are going to be finishing bottom of the group. It's been a pretty dismal Six Nations for them, no wins whatsoever from their matches so far. Meanwhile, just taking a look at the Super League, where Wigan Warriors are now the only unbeaten side. They've won all four of their opening fixtures, and they sit top of the Super League table after they won 22-12 away at Salford Red Devils on Thursday night. And last night, there was a match between Leeds Rhinos and second place St Helens, and Saints won that one by 18 points to 8. A couple of Super League games started at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's currently Huddersfield Giants 0, Hull Kingston Rovers 14, and Hull 4, Lee Leopards 30. Both of those games are now into the second period. There's another match at 5:30 this evening with Catalans Dragons taking on Castleford Tigers. Just getting back to racing, I've got one more result for you. It comes from the 3:47 at Newcastle. First was number 5, Heretier di Sivola, the evens favourite. Second, number 4, Thomas A, priced at 11-4. And third was number 3, Canelo, priced at 15-2. Five runners in that race. All the way back to the 80s now with Duran Duran, Rio. Rio.
something to make us better. Like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
All over in the Six Nations match between Wales and Italy. Wales will finish bottom of the table, but they made a late and a very spirited comeback against Italy. It finished Wales 21, Italy 24. Tries from Will Rowlands and Mason Grady, plus a couple of conversions from Ian Lloyd, meant that the scoreline wasn't as wide as it had been. So defeat for Wales, but they had a good performance going into the end of that match. Other news from the Wales squad is that centre George North has announced his international retirement. He hobbled off injured during his last game, so we're back with his side. Picking up the wooden spoon, it wasn't really a very happy end to his international career. Just to remind you that Ireland face Scotland next, and that one starts at 4:45. But now I'm going to get back to football, because there is a lot going on at Melbourne Park in the National League South. It is now Chelmsford City 2, Bath City 1. Bath scored an equaliser almost straight from the restart, but the Clarets are back in front. Jermaine Francis, who came on as a second half substitute for Robbie Simpson's side, has put City back into the lead. In the Scottish Premiership, meanwhile, it is now Ross County 2, Heart of Midlothian 0. Simon Murray with his and Ross's second on 49 minutes. And in League One, it's Port Vale 2, Oxford United 2. Josh Murphy scoring, Oxford United second, 4 minutes after the restart. Second goal for Celtic in the Scottish Premiership against St Johnstone. Nicholas Jerick Coon scored almost straight after the restart. Brightling Sea Regents in the Isthmian Premier League led leaders Lowestoft Town at half time, but the Trawler boys have equalised on 53. Also, sorry, that was in the Isthmian North. The Isthmian Premier League. Concord have pulled one back at Cheshire through Harrison Day just after the restart, but the home side are still winning by 2-1. Also, in the Isthmian North, Haby Swifts are now 2-0 up at Enfield. Jack Adlington, who's in fine scoring form for Steve Tilson's side at the moment, has scored their second after 57 minutes. At Pullman Road, it's almost certainly going to be 3 points for the Tractor boys. They are 4-0 up against Sheffield Wednesday now. Amari Hutchinson on 48 minutes, his second of the match, and Ipswich Town's fourth. Also in the Championship, West Bromwich Albion have doubled their lead at home to Bristol City. Jeb Wallace, the scorer, 5 minutes after the restart, and they're winning 2-0. In the EFL League 2, Newport County now 2-0 up at AFC Wimbledon. Carl Jamieson on 55 for the Welsh side. Walthamstow 2-0 up at Wroxham in the Isthmian North. John Villeray on 57 minutes. Also in the Isthmian North, Witham Town have scored against Bowers and Pitsy. Archie McFadden on 54, but Bowers are still winning by 2-1. There has been a red card in League 1 in the game between Exeter City and Burton Albion. Exeter winning 1-0, but they have had Zach Jules dismissed in the second half of that game. A couple more goals in the National League to tell you about. AFC Fylde have equalised against Wealdstone. Wealdstone have just scored again, actually, so they're now winning by 2-1. Ebbsfleet have levelled against Gateshead. It's now 2-2 in that game. They won a penalty on 51 minutes, converted by Rakesh Bingham. Lincoln 4, Bristol Rovers 0 now in League 1. And Joseph Taylor has got a hat-trick. He got his third on 55.
And in the Isbia North, Walden Tiptree have taken the lead at Hose Whips, which Wanderers Lewis Britton just after the hour for the Jammers. Hashtag United, who had led 2-0 against Potters Bar Town, are now losing that match in the Isbian Premier by 3-2. Red card in the championship for Huddersfield Town. They've had Sorba Thomas dismissed in the second half. It's currently 0-0 in that game. Kilmarnock 1, St Mirren 2. Now Carl Vassell pulling one back for Kilmarnock in the Scottish Premiership. In one of our featured non-league games, Brentwood Town have fallen behind in their match at Felixstowe and Walton United in the Isbian North. That home side scored on the hour mark. Championship, it is now Stoke 0, Norwich 3. Ashley Barnes for Norwich on the hour mark. And in the National League, Woking have gone ahead against Barnet. It is 1-0 there. Isbian North, Grays Athletic 2, Redbridge 0, Aaron Gordon with Grays second just before the hour. Reading 3, Cambridge United 0 in League 1, Lewis Wing on 62. And Kilmarnock, I believe, have just equalised in the Scottish Premiership against St Mirren. It is now 2-2 in that one. Back to racing, and in the 3.55 at Kempton, the one winner was number 1 Slipway, priced at 8-1. Second, number 3 Egbert, priced at 18-5. And third was number 4 Hitching Jacking, the 9-4 favourite. There were 8 runners in that race. Meanwhile, in the 4.05 at Southall, first race there, first was number 1 Real Terms, 2-1 joint favourite. The other 2-1 joint favourite was number 6 Destinado, who came second, and third was number 4 Urban Road, priced at 7-2 at 6 round in that one. And the 4.10 at Uttoxeter, first was number 3 Jupiter Dujit, priced at 11-2. Second was number 1 High Bank, priced at 6-1. And third was number 7 999, priced at 7-2. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. Bowls Over Bill was number 4 to 2-2-1 favourite, but pulled up. The time now is 27 minutes past 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking another look at the roads across our area. Nothing going on in Brentwood this afternoon. The traffic is all moving okay. However, in Billericay, the High Street is busy once again between Sun Street and the junction from Western Road and Norsey Road. Was busy on the M25 between Junction 31 from Lakeside and the QE2 Bridge earlier, but the traffic is moving okay there now. Canby Island, if you're there this afternoon, just be aware that on Long Road, the A130 eastbound, it is a bit busy between Furtherwick Road and Canby Road. Northfield is still busy on Kane's Lane, the A414 between Woolley Lane and the roundabout at Junction 7 of the M11. And Hadley is still busy on the London Road between Rayleigh Road and Eastwood Road. Still busy on Rayleigh on Webster's Way, Crown Hill and the High Street. A couple of things in Chelmsford still. New Street still busy between Rectory Lane and Victoria Road. And still slow on the Bad Oak Bypass going in towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Still a few hot spots in the South End area. Slow currently on London Road westbound, the A13 between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove in Westcliff. Slow on East Street and Westley Street goes towards Victoria Avenue. The seafront is busy as well between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. Prince Avenue is busy eastbound between the Student Way and Cuckoo Corner. And Manners Way going towards Cuckoo Corner is also busy. Public transport, no problems we're aware of on Greater Anglia trains today. On C2C, there are engineering works between Barking and Pitsea via Langdon. Services are being diverted to Fletcher Street. Not calling at Liverpool Street or Stratford, but they will call additionally at West Ham. You can use Jubilee Line or DLR between West Ham and Stratford. on TfL. No reported issues on London Overground or the Elizabeth Line. DLR has no service all weekend between Stratford and Canary Wharf. Few issues on London Underground. No service all weekend between Hammersmith and Tower Hill. Trains are running between Edgware Road and Barking. No service between Paddington and Barking all weekend on the Hammersmith and City Line. No service all weekend between Wembley Park and Aldgate on the Metropolitan Line. Another update around 1 hour from now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And it may be coming up at the Chantry Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay, on this Monday, the 18th of March. Botanist or not? Question mark. Plant origins, history and cultivation. This is a talk by Jacqueline Aviole, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society between 8pm and 10pm. Admission is £3. Visitors are welcome and refreshments are available. For more details, go to billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. You can find that link by going to our website, phoenixfm.com.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Back to football now, because yet more goals have gone in. An equaliser for Billericay Town at Hornchurch in one of our featured non-league games in the ESPN Premier League. Alfie Cerulli has levelled the scores for Billericay on 65 minutes. And in Haybridge Swifts match at Enfield in ESPN North, Swifts are now 3-0 ahead. Jack Adlington Pilot scored for them again on 71. Also winning in ESPN North are Malden and Tiptree, a 2-0 up now against Ipswich Wanderers. Harry Honesty on 69 minutes for the Jammers, recent signing for them. It's now Kilmarnock 3, St Mirren 2 in the Scottish Premiership. Marley Watkins scoring, Killy Third on 68 minutes. And in the National League game between Dagenham and Redbridge and Maidenhead United, Alan Devonshire's Maidenhead have pulled one back through Tristan Abrahams on 66. But the Daggers are still winning by 2-1. Ipswich 3, Gateshead 2, now also in the National League. Rahish Bingham scoring his second and Ipswich third on 64 minutes. And in the ESPN North, it's now Whittam Town 1, Barrows and Pitsy 3. Whittam have brought one back, but Barrows have scored a third through Bennett Vaveda on 69 minutes. League 1, it's Wickham Wanderers 1, Northampton, Neil Madbutcher on 69 minutes. And in the National League, it is Dorking Wanderers 0, Solihull Moors 1. Go back in time with Genesis now. This is Abacab.
Look up on the wall. There on the
24 minutes to 4 or 5 even on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Sharp and this is Phoenix Sport. Thanks for choosing us. There has been another goal in one of our featured matches. It is being Premier League. Hallchurch are back in front with 17 minutes to go against Billericay Town. The leaders have scored through Ryan Scott on 73 minutes. Elsewhere, it is now Celtic 3, St Johnstone 0 in the Scottish Premiership. James Forrest with the boys third on 68 minutes. Eastleigh 1, Rochdale 3 now in the National League. Rochdale have scored a third. Another National League goal has come in the match between Bournemouth and Altrincham. Altrincham have gone in front there. Heart of Midlothian, they have pulled a goal back. Stephen Kingsley for Hearts on in the 74th minute, but Ross County are still winning by 2-1. It's now Whittam Town 1, Bowes and Pitsy 4. Baylis Favada scoring his second, Bowes 4th on 72 minutes. Bradford City have pulled one back against Mansfield in League 2. Andy Cook, a prolific scorer for the Bantams, has scored on 72 minutes, but leaders, the Stags, managed by Nigel Clough, of course, they are still comfortably in the lead. Elsewhere, it is now Enfield 1, Haybury Swiss 3. The hosts have pulled one back there. Another goal at Bridge Avenue. It's now Hallchurch 3, Billericay Town 1. Sean Scannell for the Urchins on 77 minutes. And I understand Braintree Town have just gone in front at Weymouth. I'll see if I find out who the score was. Incidentally, Freddie Sears, former West Ham, Ipswich and Colchester striker, has signed for the Iron following his departure from Dagenham and Redbridge. Not sure whether or not he's in their lineup this afternoon, but he would note bolster their attacking options. Meanwhile, in the racing, should have some more results for you here, at least a couple anyway. Got a result of the 4:15 at Thurles. First was number 2, Shannon Royale, priced at 9-4. Second, number 3, Somerville Boy, 8-13 favourite. And third was number 9, West Cork Wildway, priced at 14-1, 5 run in that race. And in the 4:22 at Newcastle, first was number 1, Call Me Jack, the 3-1 favourite. Second was number 1, Lizzie's Legacy, priced at 11-1. And third was number 3, Paddy O'Marla, priced at 7-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. So the cover song from The Killers now, this is Spirits. Yeah. getting straight back to football as we approach full time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. More goals have been scored. In the Scottish Premiership, it is now Kilmarnock 5-2. David Watson scoring Kelly's fifth on 79 minutes. Incidentally, it was Braintree Town's captain Barry Saltintop who put them in front at Weymouth. It is still 1-0 there. In the EFL League One, there has been a red card in a match between Lincoln and Bristol Rovers. Lincoln City still winning 4-0, but they're down to 10 men as Ethan Erehon has been dismissed with 14 minutes to go in that one. Brightling Sea Regent back in front against Lowestoft Town, the leaders. Teddy Collis, 7 minutes from time in the Isthmian North. Derby 1, Bolton 0. Kane Wilson scoring for the Rams to put them 1-0 up on 78 minutes. Also in League One, leaders Portsmouth have got in front of Peterborough. Kusini Yenge on 77. Accrington Stanley have levelled the scores against Notts County in League Two. It's now 2-2. They've got a penalty on 79 minutes, converted by Jack Nolan. Rochdale now 4-1 up at Eastleigh in the National League. And there has just been a fifth goal for Lincoln, despite being down to 10 men in their match against Bristol Rovers. Just to remind you that it's about to kick off between Ireland and Scotland in the Six Nations. Ireland on the verge, possibly of repeating their triumph in the competition last year. Just to bring you another racing result. This one's from the 4:30 at Kempton. First was number one, Camcina's priced at 5-2. Second was number two, Beware, the 2-1 favourite. And third was number four, Minaggio, priced at 12-1. There were a total of six runners in that race. Avely are down to 10 men in their match at Farnborough. They're losing 2-1. And they have had Ryan Carr dismissed late on in that game. In the National League, there has been an equaliser for Barnet at Woking. It is now 1-1 in that game.
98. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
And I'm sure Mandy is in a very good mood as she's a big Coventry City fan with her side reaching the semi-finals of the FA Cup for the first time since their historic win back in 1987. In the Championship, it's now Ipswich Town 5, Sheffield Wednesday 0. So the Tractor Boys do any automatic promotion spots until at least tomorrow afternoon. Leeds United currently just behind them playing Millwall tomorrow. And it's Ali El Hamadi who has scored the Tractor Boys' fifth 10 minutes from time. What a season they've had, whatever happens. In the Premier League, Brentford, pulled one back at Burnley, Christopher Ajer on 83 minutes, but Burnley still 2-1 up thanks to goals from Jacob Larson and David Fofana. That would be a vital victory for Vincent Kompany's Clarets. In the Scottish Premiership, St Johnstone have pulled one back at Celtic. Conor Smith on 81 minutes, but Celtic are still winning by 3-1. It's now Chelmsford City 3, Bath City 1. The playoff-bound Clarets look like they're going to take all 3 points at Melbourne Park this afternoon. A red card for Witham Town, who are currently trailing 4-1 against Bowes and Pitsy, and they have had Liam Whipps dismissed late on in that game. Averley are heading for defeat in the National League South. They are now 3-1 down at Farnborough. They scored a third 3 minutes from time. Just to remind you, Ryan Carr was dismissed for the Millers in the second half, so they're down to 10 men. Fleetwood Town have equalised against Charlton. Both struggling sides. It is now 1-1 in that League One game. Also in League One, it's now Reading 4, Cambridge United 0. And it's Bradford City 1, Mansfield Town 5. Aaron Lewis scoring a fifth for Nigel Clough's side, 4 minutes from time of Valley Parade. Dagenham Redbridge 3, Maidenhead United 1 in the National League. The Daggers won a penalty 6 minutes from time, which has gone in. And also it is York 1, Aldershot 0. That is another latest score in the National League.
I'm
the current song from Ariana Grande, that's called Yes. And 440 race at Southall has been won by number one, New Image, Yevon's favourite. Second, number eight, Gabrielle, priced at 12-1. And third was number nine, Miss Stormy Knight, priced at 6-1. Eight runners in that race. In the Super League, the 3 o'clock kickoffs have finished. It's finished Huddersfield Giants 12, Hull Kingston Rovers 24, and Hull 4, Lee Leopards 54. That was Lee Leopards' first victory of the season, and in some style with a comprehensive win over struggling Hull. Castellans Dragons versus Castleford Tigers is the other Super League match today. That starts at 5:30 p.m. Back to football, because lots of full times are coming through now. I'm going to run through a few of the late goals, and it's a late equaliser for Luton Town in the Premier League. They scored in the final minute through Luke Berry. That match is still going on at Kenilworth Road. Whittam Town 2, Bowsen Pitsy 4 in Isbien North. Josh Asude, 3 minutes from time for Whittam, but Bowers are going to be taking all 3 points there by the looks of things. Full time in Isbien North, it's finished Enfield 1, Heybridge Swifts 3, Dagenham and Redbridge 4, Maidenhead United 1. After Ryan Hill scored from the penalty spot 6 minutes from time, Lewis Page got a fourth in the closing moments for the Daggers. That match is currently in injury time. Hornchurch 4, Billericay Town 1. Billericay's dismal run without a win is going to be continuing, because Femi Akinwande has scored a fourth for the Urchins in second half injury time. All over in Isbien North, in the match between Wroxham and Walthamstow, Stowe have won 2-0 up in Norfolk. Two goalless draws in the Championship this afternoon. 0-0 between Middlesbrough and Blackburn, and also between Sunderland and Queen's Park Rangers. Goalless 2 in League 2. No goals in the match between Barrow and Harrogate. Colchester United 1, Walsall 1, and Forest Green 0, Sutton United 1. They are full-time scores in League 2. I'm going to take a look at all the tables later on. Walden Tiptree have won in Isbien North. They have beaten Ipswich Wanderers by 2-0. And it's now Ipswich Town 6, Sheffield Wednesday 0. A second for Amiel Hamadi. Right at the end of that match, they're still playing. It's still in injury time. Scottish Premiership, it's Kilmarnock 5, St Mirren 2. That's a full-time score. A point for Southend United up at Hartlepool this afternoon in the National League. It's finished 0-0 there. And when I was at Brightley Sea Region, very good win for them in Isbien North. They've beaten the leaders at the start of play, Lowestoft Town, by 2-1. Is a victory for Oxford United, who have won 2-0 at Port Vale in League One this afternoon. Struggling Port Vale, who picked up a point at Orient during the week. I went to that game. You can see my report at the sports section on felixfm.com, by the way. But they're still yet to win under the management of Darren Moore, who took over Vale Park last month. League 2, meanwhile, it's finished Swindon 1, Doncaster 2. Scottish Premiership, Hibernian have beaten Livingston by 3-0. Win for Wealdstone, AFC have failed in the National League. The Stones won by 2-1. And with a Braintree Town in the National League South, Barry Taltintop's second half goal gave them a 1-0 victory at Weymouth. In the Championship, meanwhile, it's finished Rotherham 0, Huddersfield 0, Shrewsbury 1, Carlisle 0, a win for Leighton Orient at Stevenage, really good win, that one. Well done to the Oaks, that keeps their hopes of sneaking into the playoffs alive. League 2, it's finished AFC Wimbledon 0, Newport County 2, Bradford City 1, Mansfield Town 5, Wrexham 0, Tranmere 1, a bit of a surprise scoreline there. That's all the results I have for now. I'll have the rest after the news. Take us there. Stevie Wonder, Tamla Motown Classic, Upside, Everything's All Right.
I'm
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.